Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami, what is good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog, back with you here on MSL Radio. That. And the song you're listening to right now, obviously you should know. I forget the name, but I know it's the White Stripes. The Seven Nation Army, that's right, I swear it is. Anyway, see what's worked about here at MSL Radio. Call in, you want to talk to me, Casey? You know you want to. 646-716-8715. Oh my God. So I couldn't be on yesterday because I was running the elections. You don't want to do it. It's not fun. 14 hours of doing nothing. But when I got off, I said, you know what, I got nothing better to do with my life, so I'm listening to the Andrew Powell Show featuring Darren Williams and Eric Robson. And I heard Casey on the show. I was like, hey, Casey's on the show. I wonder what she's going to talk about with them. Oh, my God, was I happy I listened last night. I tweeted this out. Casey Wallach went off last night. As we say in the journalism world, she ripped the city of Cleveland, and she ripped them hard as hell. I was like, holy sunshine, she ripped them so bad. Trailer trash. Comparing them to carp, which is a type of fish for those that don't know their animal science. I was like, holy sherbert, yo. I could not understand what was going on. So Casey Wallach.
I like sunshine. Sunshine's way better.
Yeah. Casey Wallach is the real MVP, if you ask me. And you could tweet out to her, like this one douchebag did, at Casey Wallach. This is the same guy we had a problem with, like, that doesn't even Cleveland. He does not live in Cleveland. So he needs to shut his mouth already. Go back to wherever he does. Browns fans. So I say the same thing about the Jets. I say the same thing about the Jets I say about the Browns. Of course, I have to say something different. When I see a Jets fan, I tell him one thing. 1968. And then they shut the hell up. So Browns fans, Cleveland fans, whatever the hell you are, 1962. I shut the hell up. Okay, we got a show to do. Cam Newton. Wow, Cam Newton, one number one overall pick, 2011 draft. Carolina Panthers, Auburn University, won the national championship, his final game in college. Yeah, he signed a big deal yesterday. Really big deal. I believe it was like 8 years. I don't know how many years it was. Pretty sure it was like 8 years.
Five years,
okay. Like I said, not really sure. $103 million. Now, I don't know. If I'm the Panthers, if I'm giving him that money, sure, he's a good quarterback. But the $103 million season, I don't think he's... Casey, do you think that he's really worth $103
million? I think the way you have to look at it is you can't afford to not have a quarterback right now. You know, it's like... So it's almost like you're paying an insurance policy, you know, and you're paying a premium on it. You know, you're paying to have the insurance of having a quarterback. I mean, Cam's a great athlete. They originally reported that $60 million was guaranteed. Now it's being pulled more like $30 to $40 million. When they originally said $60, I was like, whoa, that is way too high for the guaranteed part of the money because seeing as how many hits he's taken, it's like 587, and the next closest quarterback is Fitzpatrick is – I believe 317, 2011, and, but yeah, the guaranteed money is also based on performance and, you know, yeah, he made it to the playoffs last year, but that was because of how bad the NFC South was. It's a pretty big contract. I mean, everybody was talking $20 million, I expected $20 million, but the amount of guaranteed money and everything was pretty high, and I think I heard somewhere that he'll make $67 million in the first 3 years. I mean, it's unreal.
That is so unreal. And this is a team that went 7-9 last season and went to the playoffs. 7-9. First team in NFL history with a losing record to make the playoffs. Unbelievable. It's just, oh my God, ridiculous. Another that, we're sticking with Cam Newton here. Both Newton himself and their GM, I'm going to look up his name, I had it, their GM both said, I believe I, and I believe he, can take us to the promised land. Panthers and Super Bowl, it's been about 11 years. Sure, they have a good quarterback, but I don't think they have the defense. I don't think they have the defense for the Super Bowl. And they have the wide receivers, they have a quarterback, but I honestly do not see the Panthers making a Super Bowl anytime soon, especially not in the next 5 years. Casey, Panthers and Super Bowl, how likely is that going to happen?
I think it's, you know, like you mentioned, the wide receivers. I mean, they're expecting Newton to do more with less, and they don't have the wide receivers, and their defense isn't great. So, you know, and, you know, the NFC, there's much more dominant teams, you know, much stronger teams, for instance, like the Green Bay Packers or your Dallas Cowboys, just to put it out there. So, you know, it just doesn't seem likely to me at all.
Are you saying that my Cowboys don't have wide receivers?
No. I was saying that they were stronger teams, you know, some of the stronger teams in the NFC. I was giving a shout-out to your Cowboys today.
I see. Okay. Yeah, you're definitely a much shout-out Packers, and I shout-out my Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers, he didn't deserve MVP last season. Should have gone to J.J. Watt, Houston. But they do have wide receivers. They got Randall Cobb. They got, you know, Donald Driver, whatever. Whoever they got. But, yeah, Packers, they got it. The Cowboys got it. You know who else, who don't got it, though? Hashtag Heat Nation don't got it. And now I was on Twitter. I can see what 305 Sportsline tweets out. I see who favorites the tweets. I see a lot of Heat Nation favoring our tweets about not wanting to miss this show. So I better be hearing a lot of Heat. I better be seeing a lot of reactions from Heat Nation on Twitter today. Because I got news for you guys. The Heat have asked Dwayne Wade to get going. Do you believe that? Unbelievable. They asked Dwayne Wade to go. Why? Why are they asking Dwayne Wade to leave Miami? One reason only. Want to persuade, and they were talking with last night on the Andrew Powell show. They want to persuade or pursue, whatever the case may be. They want Kevin Durant in Miami, basically. So I don't know if the Heat read our tweets on various sports in life or heard our commercials. Darren Williamson, he knows what I'm talking about. His commercial, hashtag Kevin Durant to Miami. It's working. Now, Casey, they did say 2016. So if Kevin Durant's contract is up after July 1st, if the Heat are pursuing to get him 2016, where is he going in 2015?
I think he'll probably stay in Oklahoma in 2015. I mean, that's just my gut feeling. There's, you know, too much. I mean, A, you haven't really heard anything about any, you know, real talks or negotiations or whatever. I just have a feeling he'll, you know, play 2015 in Oklahoma, and then he's going to, you know, test the waters, and, you know, he's going to be a highly coveted player, that's for sure, especially by the Heat.
Oh, yeah, that's true, definitely. The Heat are actually looking to get a lot of players from what I'm hearing, rumors and whatnot, Paul Pierce, Kevin Durant, you know, there's all these players that are all-stars, and Miami Heat are looking to get them all. Now, I don't think the Miami Heat need all these all-star players. They do, again, they have Dragic, they have Whiteside, they have Chris Bosh coming back. Why do they need all of these players when you have all-star players already? There's no need for it. But Heat Nation, I know you're listening because I'm getting favorites and tweets from all you Heat Nationers out there. Do you think Kevin Durant is coming to Miami? Call in. Let me know. Let me in case you know 646-716-8715. Let me know at RankFanatic2. Let Casey know at Casey Wallach. And let the show know at 305 Sports and Life. So one more topic before we go to...
I got a little bit more news about Wade, if I can just throw that in there.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because there's a whole big thing that came out that the Heat's initial offers were less than $10 million. I mean, it offered for 3 years, $29 million, which is, I think, why we're seeing, you know, all this craziness happening. Earlier today, some associate of Wade, not his agent, but an associate, said that Dwayne is looking for $20 million a year. So that's where, you know, you're getting the discrepancies. Bosh tweeted how much he is looking forward to playing next season with Wade and Dragic. You know, I don't know if, you know, just trying to send Wade a message that he wants him to stay, et cetera. So that's just a couple of today's, you know, so far in today's D-Wade updates.
Right. I actually did see some tweet out that Dwayne Wade will be making less than $10 million a year. I think someone quote tweeted it, and they were arguing the case. Hell, if I'm Heat Nation, I'm obviously arguing the case. Dwayne Wade, I believe he's the only player still on the Heat roster that has won, that was part of the 06 championship team, the 2012 championship team, and the 2013 championship team. And so again, 646.
UD. Haslam. Heat lifer.
Heat lifer. Even though she lives in Wisconsin, Casey Wallach is a Heat lifer. Again, 646-716-8715. At Ryan Fanatic 2, at Casey Wallach, and at Fear of Fox Sports in Life. Let us know, Heat Nation, let us know what you think about this situation in Miami. One more thing before we commercial break. Sports Center last week, there was a debate. Which buzzer beater was better? LeBron's buzzer beater at Chicago in Game 3 of the East Conference Semifinals, or Steph Curry's 62-foot shot in Memphis in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals? Unfortunately, SportsCenter being LeBron's, I personally don't agree. If you're going to shoot from 62 feet away, he's basically threw it up there, and it was nothing but net, mind you, nothing but net in that game. How are you going to pick that? How are you going to pick LeBron's, 20-foot shot, whatever the case may be, buzzer beater over Steph Curry's? But anyway, when we come back, we got football talk. You're listening to Steven Sports Blog, Steven Erter III, and Casey Wallach here on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog, for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami was good. Love you all, Miami. Love you, Miami. Stephen Sports Blog back at you. Stephen Err. And Casey Wallach, of course. Call into the show. 646-716-8715. Tweet to me at RonnieFanatic2. Tweet to Casey at Casey Wallach. Tweet to the show at 305 Sports Life. Now, Casey told me yesterday, I was at the election, so I couldn't listen. But apparently, Adrian Peterson had a press conference. So I'm gonna go ahead and let Casey talk a little bit about what Adrian Peterson, the Minnesota Vikings, said at this said press conference.
All right. So the press conference came on shortly after the show yesterday, and I guess my takeaways from it, and he was up there for quite a while. My takeaways from it were just, I was surprised by how candid he was and just comfortable he was up there talking. And you could tell, like, his answers were obviously not scripted because he went into details and had long answers to some questions and, you know, was very open, like I said. And he, you know, told a story about how his son, you know, that, you know, was the child involved in the abuse charges, how his son had, this was when they were in therapy, shortly after, and his son had come up with a plan to be able to sneak him down to Houston so he could be with his dad, you know, to have his brother-in-law, I believe, bring him down. He told a personal story. That's just an example. But he, you know, he made it a point, you know, because everybody was saying, well, what about, you know, you wanting to retire, be traded, whatever, you know. And he really just said at the time, I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And, he was adamant about that. And but, yeah, it was just surprising to, you know, to see how comfortable he was after all the, you know, stuff he's been, you know, through with all the, you know, legal troubles this last year. So that was what I took from it.
Casey said, this whole thing is because Adrian Peterson was charged. Was he charged with the child abuse? Well, I'm going to go over the words. I don't know if, what you were saying? I'm sorry.
No, I honestly, I don't know for sure, you know, all the details. All right, it's been so long.
We're just going to assume that Adrian Peterson was charged with child abuse cases for apparently allegedly beating his son, hitting his son, 4-year-old son with a stick. Yeah, that's right. This is all happening because of a stick. But that's not the case. What I'm trying to say is child abuse is not okay. And if you ever see someone abusing a child, you better make sure that don't happen again. Child abuse is not okay. And neither is abusing women. So that's my take on it. Anyway, staying with the NFL, Roger Goodell has told the NFLPA, despite what they said, he is still going to hear Tom Brady's case on his hearing on June 23rd. Brady is suspected to be suspended for 4 games, which means he will return week 6, not week 5, because they have a bye. Week 6. No, wait, they have the bye week 4. They return. He'll return week 6, because 4 games. You get the point. He'll return week 6 if he is, if his appeal is denied. So basically, that's basically all. Unless Casey has another word on it, that's all I wanted to say was that Roger Goodell will hear the. We'll do the hearing on June 23rd.
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of reasons, you know, why, you know, he basically said his reason that he's going to hear it is an issue of integrity, and that the NFLPA had said that he shouldn't be hearing it because he was a you know, important witness, and that they, you know, we're going to call him, you know, for that. And basically he said, you know, no, I'm not a, you know, crucial witness, whatever, et cetera. So that's enough on that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, no more Brady talks until June 23rd. That's what I'm leaving it at right now.
Right.
But, yeah. So, no, I'm not expecting it. Oh, sorry. I'm going to go ahead and talk. I'm going to talk a little tennis. Obviously, I'm not a tennis fan. I hate playing tennis because I suck at tennis. Every time I try to hit the ball, swing and a miss, like baseball, swing and miss the ball. Goes right behind me. Anyway, Novak Djokovic beat 9-9 French Open champ Nadal, I don't know how to say his name, at the French Open quarterfinals. This is the first time Nadal has lost the quarterfinals in his career. I think he won the first 9. And in fact, the Twitter world is going crazy. Especially SI Tennis, Sports Illustrated Tennis, AP Tennis, the Associated Press Tennis, it's going crazy. I don't understand why. It's obvious that Novak Djokovic is the best tennis player in the world. Sort of how, like, Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the NFL. Mothers might disagree, but, hey, you got to look at the stats. It's all it's about. Novak Djokovic is the best player in tennis. Thank you very much. So, Casey, I know you wanted to do a funniest thing in sports, and I said, I told you that I wouldn't be able to find anything funny, but since I did find a few funny things, we're going to do that for the first time today. We're going to do a funniest thing in sports segment. Now, the Oakland Athletics were playing at home. I don't remember who they were playing. I think it was the Texas Rangers. No, Rangers with the title. Okay, but anyway, so the Athletics playing a home game, and the opposing team, whoever they might have been, hit a grand slam. A fan caught the ball. The little kid. He caught the ball, and he's so happy. But he realizes, I just caught a ball for the opposing team. And it was so funny, because the kid was so upset with himself that it wasn't Oakland Athletic ball. He was happy that he caught a ball for the opposing team. I basically just find that pretty funny. So, Casey, what in sports made you laugh yesterday?
Okay. I did not have one yesterday, I believe, unfortunately.
Ooh.
I did not see something. I'm sorry. I gave one on the show yesterday about the soccer.
What'd you say yesterday?
All right. On the show yesterday, I said over the weekend, and I'm not a big soccer fan, right? There's this player on the Barcelona team named Dani Alves, and the guy's new haircut looks like the poop emoji. It literally his. If you Google it, you'll know exactly what I mean. If you even just type in Barcelona poop emoji rather than sun on the his head's shaved, and then there's just like in the middle of his head, there's this little pile of, you know, what looks like poo on his head. You know, it's just a little, it's weird. But that was my funny thing from the weekend, was the guy with the poop emoji haircut.
Yeah, I did actually listen to our show yesterday. I couldn't be on because, you know, elections. But I did hear the show yesterday. I did hear that. That is pretty crazy, if you ask me. I don't know about funny, but that is definitely pretty crazy. That is so crazy. So before we get to our last 2 cents, going to do a little advertising. MSO is looking for writers. Dolphins, Marlins, Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, the Miami Fusion, Miami United, and the Surge FC. Those are three soccer teams in the city of Miami. And Lifestyle, if you are interested in being an MSO writer, hit up at Writing Fanatic 2. You ever want to have your own radio show? Right here on MSO Radio? You want to be like me and Casey? You want to be like Andrew, Darren, Eric? You want to be like KG and Figgy? Hit up at GodsChild530 if you are interested in having your own radio show here on MSO Radio. And if you have a product or are running your own company like we are here at MSO, and you want people to know about your company or product, hit up at Andrew R. Powell for that information. Now that it is time, the time has come for our last 2 cents. I will go first. Now, Rob Gronkowski, Super Bowl champion.
Call,
and ever since
caller,
Super
caller.
Call, we have a caller. Caller, you are on Steven Sports Blog. Is anybody there?
There you go. Now you unmuted me. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Kobe Christmas from Speculation Sports. How are we doing this evening, guys? I mean, this afternoon.
Good, good. How are we doing? You're on Steven Sports
I'm
Blog,
well.
Steven Earth Third, and Casey Blog.
Okay,
so what do you?
I know what I'm on. I know what I'm on. Well, you know, real quick, you got the NHL finals tonight. My headdress takes on. I call them the Tampa Bay Lizards and the Pennsylvania Blackhawks. That's, you know, well, I do. It is. I wear the headdress. I live here in the great state of Minnesota, and I'm hoping we win it in five because I want to piss off those people down there in Tampa Bay. I cannot believe, you know, we speak the language of money, correct, you guys? That's what we speak. I mean, I work at the airport. I'm a limo driver. I make about $60K a year in tips alone, and plus at the air. I mean, plus, well, it's. I get it. They pay me on a credit card. When I did a wedding last week, I take the. If you came in for the wedding, I take care of the from Friday to Sunday, okay. And then at the end of the run, I'm paid strictly in tips. It's a credit card. I pay taxes on it, so I got a $5,000 for the whole 3 days taking care of the wedding's $5,000. The point is, I speak the language of money at my job. I understand it. People give me money for bellhopping at the hotel I work at. I made $200 from the Blue Jay fans in town for the Twinkies game. I bought some GoPro stuff for my camera, for my YouTube account. The bottom line is my Blackhawks or the Wild, the Wussy Wild, whatever team's out there, the Pittsburgh Pickles, they're coming to town. They should be able to wear a sweater, the lower bowl, okay? I don't care if my Cowgirls are playing the Foreskins or the Idiots are playing the Vagina Giants. It doesn't matter because if my headdress comes in the lizard country – down there with the mouses, we beat them in Anaheim. They're going to spend money. They're going to go to hotels. They're going to give tips out to the what? What's the class? Working class. I'm frankly embarrassed. I think the troll, Mr. Bettman, and his henchmen, has got to step up and tell the Lizards, listen, this is the original six. They're working for their six-pack. If someone wants to come in and spend money, $1,000 of GER, and sit behind that bench and watch the National Hockey Association, I think it's an embarrassment. Okay, I hope we beat them. You know what's going to happen tonight? People are going to smuggle in a sweater. They're going to take off their lizard jersey, and they're going to stand there, and there'll be fights because they're going to have the headdress on. Okay?
Wow, so
you know what I'm saying?
So, I was going to tell the fans that Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, I find it ironic. You live in Minnesota, so I was expecting you to be a Wild fan, and now you're rooting for Blackhawks despite – your hometown Wild getting swept by the Blackhawks. Now, I'm a Wild fan. I like to call myself a Wild fan. And I was so pissed. They couldn't win one game against the Chicago Blackhawks. And I'm even more pissed now that your Blackhawks beat the all-powerful Anaheim Ducks. There's no way that should have happened. Because the Anaheim Ducks destroyed everybody they played in the NHL playoffs. And in fact, they couldn't even close out Game 7 at home. Disappointment. So, I'm sorry to say, sir, but let's go Lightning.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Earth III, here only on MSL Radio.